Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. All week we've been getting really psyched about Baby Driver. I'm actually going to go see it tonight. I'm really, really stoked. I think it's going to be great. All the early reviews are that it is phenomenal. So, as such, we've looked at all sorts of Baby Driver stuff this week. Yesterday, we counted down the best Edgar Wright movies. Day before that, we looked at some of the best non-racing vehicle things and games. And so today, I thought it'd be fun to look at some of the best vehicles in comics. Now, just about everyone out there has a ride of some sort or another, all sorts of different ones, there's just a lot of them. I don't want to give anything away. So, without much else, everybody has cars. That's what you need to know. We're going to dive right into the top five vehicles in comic books. Number five is going to be the Spider-Mobile. This one is very tongue-in-cheek and a lot of fun. And what's cool about it is it was made to sell toys. And Jerry Conway made it because Stan Lee was like, hey, you need to make this. And so he did, and it went down in comics pretty much just like it did in real life, where he was hesitant about it, but because of the money promises, Spider-Man decides to go ahead and design his spider buggy with the help of Human Torch. But then he wrecks it, and the Tinker manages to rescue it, I guess, and reprogram it and make it stronger and more powerful, and borderline sentient, where it'll actually fight Spider-Man, and some crazy stuff. And after that, it was kind of just a little joke. It popped up in various places, in Spider Island, in Old Man Logan. Hawkeye owns the buggy. I always call it the Spider Buggy, but I guess technically the Spider Mobile, because it was a Dune buggy, and Spider Buggy just sounds cooler. Hawkeye has it, and it plays that's how they get across the country in the story, so it plays a pretty important role in that. And, you know, just out of all of them, it just makes no sense for Spider-Man to have a car, and because of that, it makes it awesome. And I would love to see Chip Zdarsky mention something, play with the idea a little bit, and kind of see what kind of fun he can have with it. Number four is going to be Ghost Rider's motorcycle. This one, you know, there was the Phantom Rider who had a cool horse and everything. But this one is the actual motorcycle that Johnny Blaze, Danny Ketch use. Robbie Reyes has a car, but the actual motorcycle with the flames and the Ghost Rider sitting on top with the chains and everything is a really cool image. And something that just stands out and that you'd love to see. It's really great. Even the Nick Cage movies made it look cool. And that's definitely saying something right there. If you can have Nick Cage make something look cool, you know you're definitely on to something. And it's something that you don't see a whole lot, especially now that Robbie Reyes is here. But it definitely holds its place. You know, there's a lot of people who love Johnny Blaze and Danny Ketch and love that image and that visual. And I am one of them, I can say. It is really, really good, and yeah, it's such a fun vehicle. Number three is Wonder Woman's invisible plane. It's now an invisible jet. Well, it became an invisible jet. And this one actually has the coolest backstory out of all of them, and that is, pre-crisis Wonder Woman couldn't fly. Despite all the other powers she had, she couldn't fly, so she had to have this plane, like later turned into a jet as technology advanced, and that's what helped her get around and save the day and stuff. And, you know, she would give her friends rides, and it was just something cool to have. Not so much in the toy selling sense as like the spider buggy was. You know, it actually served purpose in the story. And then in post-crisis, she had the invisible plane, but it became crazy. It was actually an alien being. It was a morphing crystal that had feelings and stuff, and it could turn into anything, you know, its owner, master, however you want to say it, wanted, and so it became a plane for what would be a plane or submarine or a motorcycle, various things. And like when Hippolyta traveled back, it became an old prop plane. I went travel back in time, sorry. And, you know, it just always served the greater good. It even got basically hacked at one time and attacked Wonder Woman and her friends, but good prevailed. And it would go on, and eventually it would sacrifice itself to save all these people. And this is where it gets kind of creepy. And that when it did that, you know, now it's just a shell, a husk, a corpse, whatever you want to call it, of it, and it, but it's still a working jet. So when Wonder Woman or anyone rides around in the invisible jet these days, they're actually riding around in a corpse, which is strange and weird. But yeah, that's just tells you what crazy stuff that post-crisis DC has going on. Number two, this is going to be the Batmobile. And everyone loves the Batmobile. What's great about it is anytime a new movie or a new artist is on Batman, you get to see a new Batmobile. And the classic Batmobile, you know, that debuted way back when in 41. Wait, yeah, just to put that in perspective. All the way up to, like, the cool Jim Lee ones we saw in the Hush, to the really neat ones in the animated series, to Batman Beyond, the one that Terry has. Like, there's just always been really cool Batmans. The one that Dick and Damian used when they were Batman and Robin is one of my favorites. The Tumbler. I mean, you could sit here and do a whole show just about Batmobiles and your favorite Batmobiles because there's so many of them. The Adam West one was a great one too, with the top down. The Batmobile is something that, since there are so many of them, it can be whatever the writers needed it to be. If they needed it to be a convertible, it's a convertible. If they needed it to hover, it would hover. If it needed to have missiles, it would do that. You know, whatever they needed, it could do all of that, which is just amazing and such a great tool to have. You know, Batman has all these other tools, and the Batmobile is just another one of them, which is awesome. Before we get to our number one, we do have a couple of honorable mentions. And that's going to be the X-Men's Blackbird, the Avengers Quinjets, and really just all the other awesome, awesome vehicles that are out there. But our number one, the number one vehicle in comics is, and it was just hard because it's really hard not to put the Batmobile up there, but is going to be the Turtle Van. The Turtle Van is the Turtle Van, you know. Everybody had the toy as a kid where you would shoot out the pizzas and had the opening roof and it would eject out. And that's something that since its introduction, we've seen it in pretty much every iteration of the Ninja Turtles, whether it be animated, live action, TV, movies, whatever. The Turtle Van has been there and I think will always be there. It's become so ingrained into the status quo of the Ninja Turtles that it's not going anywhere. And yay, I love the Turtle Van. I remember playing with it as a kid. It's always neat to see, much like the Batmobile, you know, whoever's drawing it, whatever kind of tweaks it has, whatever special abilities it's going to have. But I think it just embodies fun and the totally tubular idea and mindset and lifestyle of the Ninja Turtles. You know, it's a giant van shaped like a turtle, so it's great, it's wonderful. But those are our top five vehicles in comics. Let us know, what are some of your favorites? You can let us know in the comments here below or over on Facebook. Make sure you find us on iTunes or Google Store. You can like, comment, share, subscribe, and leave us good reviews there. We do for sure have a contest coming next week in honor of all the listens we've been getting and it being my birthday. We for sure will have a contest next week. Tune in Friday to learn more about that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. While you're out there in internet land, make sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Check out our videos. All sorts of good things going on. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there, usually all one word. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. And make sure you're checking out the other shows on the network. We have Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, Title and Kate to Meaning, and our new family sounds just dropped. So lots of good things going on there. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank.